Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being with us here today. The other day, I did a video about not worshiping or making an idol or coveting things. And I want to kind of continue on that message today and talk about other gods with a lowercase g. And then things that we put in our lives before Yahshua. We have to understand the scriptures say there's only one Elohim, only one. And we have to understand this. There are so many people, not only people, but so many so-called religious organizations, and Christianity being one of them, that put all these things and everything before a wonderful creator, thus making an idol out of these things. And it's a tremendous problem we have today. You know, people often ask me, why do we suffer? And it says in the scriptures, the earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have rejected Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. Put things before Him. There's many important things in this world, but we need to get our priorities in order. Tremendously important thing. And we see the message that we had when Yeshua talked about these things. We must get our priorities in order. And in the scriptures, there are certain words that people don't hold on to or realize that are really extremely necessary in there. Never and forever. These are two words that are ignored by most believers today. Never and forever. They throw them out. They change the scriptures. They ignore them. They could read them but not take them seriously. The Bible says never and forever about certain things. Forever keep these days and keep these feasts and forever do this. And people make excuses. Well, that was for then. This is for today. When our Creator says forever, it means forever. And then the other word, never. When our Creator says never, He means never. And He says in Exodus 20, verse 30, verse 3 and 4, never, underline, highlight it, never have any other God. Never make your own carved idols or statues that represent any creature in the sky, on the earth, or in the water. Never do these things. We could just look around and see how often this is ignored because people are doing these things. Making statues. You know, when people come in your house, the first thing you show them, oh, look at this statue I made. No, you should sit them down and take them to the coffee table and look at these scriptures that our Creator gave us. It says, never have any other God, and people are making a God out of everything, including worshiping people. You know, we hear all today about idols kids should look up to today and children should look up to. But the Bible tells us in Exodus 34, 17, do not make any idols. Do not make any idols. Well, the world today goes completely different with their TV shows, even called American Idol. How much more obvious can you get? And then our Creator says in Deuteronomy 6:14, never, underline it, highlight it, never, never worship any other gods. worshiped by the people around you. Wow. Wow. What are people making a God of today? And are you partaking in what they are worshiping around you? The paradox of choice means people get so confused by all the different choices out there that they just give up and they do what's popular. Well, what's popular is not always right, and what's right is not always popular. And many of these people are following false gods, making false idols, and we get so boggled down and confused and we don't focus on Yahweh that we just do what they do. It creates a tremendous problem. Exodus 23:13 reminds us, it says, "And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect and make no mention of the name of any other gods, neither let it be heard out of their mouth or thy mouth." Don't even mention the names, let alone partake in worshiping to them. Nothing compares to you, Father Yahweh. We must give our praise, our worship, our prayers, and everything to him and him only. We know all the metaphors and scriptures and all the things about making money an idol. I have spoke about how people make people idols, idolize women today, and the feminine movement, and people idolize everything from homosexuality to little toys and all these different things. Seemed at a time where money was everyone's major idol, but now it's everything. It's getting worse. It's not getting better because our Creator said not to have these things in our lives or even to be around people that idolize these things. Who is like you among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness? Awesome and glorious deeds, doing wonders. So we might have heard that song, but that scripture, Exodus 15:11. There is only one Elohim, and Yahshua is Yahweh in the flesh, and that is it. There's no other God out there that we should even a false God or make a God or worship or make an idol out of anything else. Isaiah 45:5 says, "I am Yahweh. There is no other besides me. Besides me, there is no other God. I equipped you though you do not know me." It tells us and shows us in the scriptures in Deuteronomy 4:35, "You were shown these things so you might know that Yahweh is Elohim. Besides him, there is no other." This is scripture. And if you don't believe this, and if you're not following this, then you're not following the scripture. And just as our Creator spoke one word and existence came to be, and just like he could speak one word and people are healed, it's no difference with what's being told here. There is no other. There is no other. When we say the word false gods, what we're really saying is the gods that this world created. There's only one Elohim, only one master, only one El Shaddai, only one. And that's why we were showed these things, so we would know that. So many people today run, whether it's to medicine, to doctors, to their money, to their addiction. That's what they run to. They run to their addictions that the enemy's controlling them with. They run to their lust. They run to their alcohol. They run to their drugs. And those are the things that they're worshiping today. And we must stop that. Isaiah 43:10 says, "You are my witness, declares Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no other God was formed, nor shall there be any after me." Yahshua is Yahweh. He is the one that we should give our attention and our focus to. The gift that he's given us in Yahshua, to see right there in the flesh the miracles being performed, to see right there in the flesh love in action, what it's supposed to look like. Yahshua and nothing else. Yahshua, the one they call Jesus. Nothing else. He's not one of the ways. He is the way. The only way. As he said in John 14, verse 6, Yahshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one. No one. Let me explain it this way. The Torah, his instructions, his guidelines, is that narrow path that so many people do not follow, whether it's because deception, whether it's because they're, you know, their habits, whatever reason, so many people aren't willing to get on that narrow road that keeps us straight and focused on our wonderful Creator. Well, that narrow path, that narrow road leads us to the gate. To the gate. Yeshua says in John 10:9, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. That narrow road leads to the gate. Yahshua is the gate. John 10:7, therefore Yahshua said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate for the sheep. Are you his sheep? Are you willing to follow his voice? As said in Acts 4:12, there is no other name on the heaven given among the men by which we must be saved. People like to play around with this and take chances and do all these things. We must remember, put our priorities in order. Our Creator, it says, is jealous and he will not be mocked. Now, the jealousy of our Creator is different than the jealousy of man. The jealousy of man is ruled by lust. The jealousy of man is ruled by lack of faith. The jealousy of man is ruled by selfishness. When our Creator says he is a jealous Elohim, it's very simple. It's a warning. It's a gift to us. It's a gift to us. That he's so jealous because he's warned us, do not worship any other gods. Do not have false idols. Do not make idols. The fact that if you love me, knowing how jealous I am, you will not even think of doing those things. Do not go and serve and worship other gods and do as they do. Do not arouse my anger with what your hands have made. They will. It says, then I will not harm you. Do not do these things forever. Never. Do not. All of these words are simple enough to be. But the people still would anger our wonderful Creator and arouse his jealousy with what? With what? With their idols. Their idols. Idolizing everything out there today. This has created the big problem. People's idols. We need to be careful because the enemy is very deceiving. Very deceiving. You know, some people tell me, well, I don't need to read the scriptures because his spirit speaks to me. His spirit speaks to me. Well, if his spirit doesn't go along with what the word of our Creator says, that's not his spirit speaking to you, because the word of our Creator, his spirit will never counteract what his word says. And if you have an issue there, a difference there, that's a different spirit speaking to you. And you need to wake up and stop idolizing that spirit and start taking responsibility and reading the Bible to at least confirm what he's telling you. It says in 1 John 4:1-2, do not do not, again, do not, words, believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from Yahweh. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of Elohim. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, the wonderful Messiah, has come in the flesh from Yahweh. And every spirit that does not confess Yeshua is not from Yahweh. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. We must understand. We must stop being deceived. We must get this right and confess. Yeshua has come for us. It's the only way. The only way. And the great danger of denying that Yeshua is a wonderful creator in the flesh is a dangerous thing out there today that people are doing. Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many works in your name? And then I will declare them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Listen, stop worshiping false idols and having false gods in your life. It says, even if we or an angel from heaven should preach you a gospel contrary to the one we preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say it again. If anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. Remember this. Please, please remember this. As it says in 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 5, but understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, and not loving. Treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Elohim, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power, avoid such people. So, this is extremely important to understand. Even though it says here in the last days there will come times of difficulty, and then it explains how people will be. Can you think of a time in the world where it wasn't like that? These type of people were always around. We're always around. But the scriptures have warned us to stay away from these type of people because they're making false idols and they're not putting their priorities in order. We must think about that. It says, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. That's what it says there in verse 5. Having the appearance of godliness, but avoiding its power. But denying its power. This is the problem we have today. People want to do all these different types of things. They want to worship all these different Elohim and put them on the same level as a wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. You can't have it both ways. It tells us in the scriptures clearly, serve no other Elohim. Serve no other. It says in 2 Kings, they worshiped idols, though Yahweh had said, you shall not do this. He said, you shall not do this. They were warned, but they continued to do exactly what he told them not to do. And it happened over and over and over again. It says in 1 Kings again about Solomon. Following other Elohim, Solomon did not keep Yahweh's command. So Yahweh said to Solomon, since your attitude and you have not kept my covenant, my decrees, which I commanded you, I will most certainly tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your subordinates. We need not to make the same mistake that was made in the past. So it says in 1 Timothy 3:16, great indeed we confess is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by the angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in the one world, taken up in glory. Hallelujah. Manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. Focus on this and understand this. All our hope should be in Yeshua. All our hope is in Yeshua. Nothing else. We need to pass through that gate. And to do that, we must stop acting like the world acts and thinking like the world thinks. And we need to come to our Creator with all our love, with everything, and have no idols in our lives. And it's not only a physical object, it's also people. Don't idolize even your children or your spouse, putting them up in front of a wonderful Creator. Yeshua gave us the perfect example of how to love and what to do and what love is. And making an idol out of someone and making them more important in your life than a wonderful Creator is not the answer. Yeshua spoke about us giving up our lives. Giving up our lives if we needed to. So we would have abundant life later on. The world today would look at it as a selfish act to give up our lives for our wonderful Messiah. They're leaving their family behind. Who's going to take care of their children and all of this? Yeshua says, he will take care of everything if you serve him first. Let the dead bury their dead. Follow me is what he says. How many of you today are making idols in your life? How many of you today are coveting things more than you are thinking and focusing on our Creator's word, his guidelines, and his instructions? Think about this. Think about this. And repentance means to change our mind about something, whether it's your passion for sports. I know some people, they go bowling, they'll never miss a day, and they shine that ball and look at that ball more than they do the scriptures. Whether it's their hair, I know some people, they worship their hair so much. They'll spend all this money and time just buying products for the hair, going to get their hair done and all this stuff. Think about that. What is it in your life that you're making more important than our Creator? What is it that you have more passion about than our Creator's word? Just like the words on the scripture to a dead person look like just print, but to an alive person and one that's on fire for Yahweh, they come alive. These things need to come alive in our lives. And we need to be important. They need to be the most important thing to us. So praise our wonderful Creator for understanding these things. It says in the scriptures, when the enemy is near, strife will be there. There's a spiritual battle going on that we do not know. We need to choose beforehand, the side we're going to take. We need to understand that. The false gods of today, the sex, the money, the weed and the pot, the drunkenness, cars, going to malls, sports. If anyone loves the things of this world, the love of the Yahweh is not in them. That's the bottom line. That's the reality. And you need to think about that yourself. Think about that. What's become the idol in your life? Do you idolize your own body? Do you idolize clothes and electronics? Your cell phone? If many people were as passionate about the word of our Creator as they are their cell phones, we wouldn't be in this situation. And I pray people are going to wake up. People are going to come to know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this. And please, whoever's out there that's struggling with this, help them. Help them. Help them. And pray all these things in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody, have a blessed day today. May our Creator be with you this day and always. And it doesn't matter what you've done yesterday or even before hearing this message. The Bible says repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. So let's change our thinking on the things that we've been doing. Change our thinking. And let's live according to the truth of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody. And Yahweh be with you. And shalom, shalom. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to this message. And please join us every morning at 6 a.m. on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, for live prayer. And every Friday night, we have fellowship at 8 p.m. on our YouTube channel as well, Torah Life Ministries. And Saturdays at 10:30, we do our daily Bible readings and a Bible study. And you can join us there as a YouTube page as well. You can contact us anytime, 917-407-2270. Have a blessed day. May our Creator be with you always, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. Fully God and fully man, no human mind could comprehend. The fullness of obedience. Point of death when it made no sense. How marvelous this mystery. My King would give his life for me. My shame. How